Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty, and we're going to start today with news that the alleged head of the MS-13 gang on the East Coast is being charged with conspiracy in Boston federal court. WBR Shannon Dooling is covering this story, and she's with us now in the studio. Hi there, Shannon.
Hi, Meghna.
So first and foremost, who is this person and what is he being charged with?
His name is Edwin Manica Flores. He's 35 years old. He's been charged with conspiracy to operate an enterprise operation, so it's commonly referred to as RICO charges. And prosecutors say he's the El Salvador-based leader of the East Coast branch of MS-13. And as such, he's allegedly coordinated things like phone calls among different MS-13 leaders of these local groups, what are called cliques. Mm-hmm. And so the indictment goes on to mention this one particular phone call that the government actually secretly recorded. And in that call, Manica Flores identifies himself as, quote, sugar from the Everett Locos. And that's the name of the Everett clique of MS-13. On that call, he encouraged members of MS-13's East Coast network, and these are members all the way from Boston to Houston, Texas, to Columbus, Ohio, and Virginia. And on the call, he encouraged them to increase local recruitment and to start generating more money so that it could be sent back to the gang leadership in El Salvador.
Interesting. Okay. So, Shannon, let's take a step back here. How extensive is MS-13 in the Boston area?
Well, it's kind of tough to say, but there are a number of established cliques that law enforcement have identified, including the Everett Locos, of which Manica Flores is supposedly a founding member. And according to this big indictment last year, there are also groups operating in East Boston, Chelsea, Somerville, Lynn, and Revere.
Okay, so about that big indictment, it was what, 61 or so members of MS-13?
That's right. 61 alleged MS-13 members are listed on this indictment. There was this major sweep last year. It involved local, state, and federal agencies, and they basically went door-to-door and did a sweep of alleged MS-13 members. Some of the crimes charged in that massive indictment are, again, conspiracy, but there's also mentioned of, like, pretty brutally violent methods to intimidate people and to scare people, and we should say that's a really important tool for this gang is fear. There are 6 murder charges and 12 attempted murder charges. There are weapons charges, as well as drug trafficking of cocaine, marijuana, and heroin.
Mm. Now, many people probably know that MS-13 has been a focus of many members of the Trump administration. And in fact, Attorney General Jeff Sessions was just recently in Boston speaking to federal law enforcement officials here in the city, and he specifically spoke about the threat of MS-13.
He did. He mentioned them by name several times, and he painted a really dark picture of this gang's violence and the sort of large scale of its U.S. operation. Let's take a listen.
As this community knows firsthand, MS-13 is probably the most violent and ruthless gang on our streets today. It has made inflicting gruesome violence a primary feature of theirs. Their motto is kill, rape, and control. MS-13 has assaulted, raped, maimed, and killed, often just for the sake of it. In so doing, they've destroyed communities, the lives of hardworking and law-abiding immigrants, and left devastation and misery in their wake.
Yeah, so pretty bleak. Sessions, you know, did commend local law enforcement for that large-scale sweep that we talked about. And he said it was a great example of how to really get at how to attack this international criminal organization.
Okay, so today we're talking about this indictment of Edwin Manica Flores, allegedly the head of MS-13 on the East Coast. But do we expect to see more of the large-scale indictments in the future?
It's possible. I mean, Sessions definitely says it's a priority. It's important to note, though, that these particular charges, you know, came together well before Sessions was in office, of course. But we're waiting to hear back right now from local chiefs of police to get a sense of whether these arrests are really making an impact in their communities.
That's WBUR's Shannon Dooling bringing us up to speed on today's announcement of an indictment of the alleged head of MS-13 on the East Coast, that indictment being filed in Boston federal court. Shannon, thanks so much.
Thank you.